The opinions of the Mixed Babble podcast is the opinions of the hosts and the guests alone. We are not medical professionals. If you need medical advice, please speak with your doctor or a medical professional for guidance and treatment. Listener's discretion is advised. Explicit language and topics may be covered and used. Thank you. Hi guys, welcome to Mixed Babble. My name is Joni Brown. I am in the middle of the end of the world. What are you guys up to? Everything from the day-to-day bullshit, positive quotes that inspire me, books that I'm currently into, music that I'm obsessed with, or just whatever comes to mind. Let's get into it. Happy Sunday, y'all. I just woke up, so I'm gonna apologize if I sound a little off. I just woke up and I heard that August Alsina and Rick Ross dropped a song in the middle of the night. You can catch it on YouTube if you want to. I almost don't even want to say it because I don't want to promote it. But since I had just posted my entanglement topic bonus episode yesterday, I wasn't mentally prepared to be talking to you guys today. So the song is called Entanglement. So that was very unique and clever. Not really. I mean, very on the nose, but whatever. So the lyrics, the lyrics say, Jesus, it's Sunday. We shouldn't even be talking about shit like this. Like, we're supposed to be resting on the seventh day. Oh, okay. So, the first hook says, the definition of entanglement, it's when you're tangled in the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't call it a relationship, but you're still fucking with me. Entanglements is when you entangled in them sheets, and he repeats it again, and then he says some other shit that's mad disrespectful to Will. So, this is what I gotta add. I really don't have too much to add from yesterday, other than the fact that I feel for Will right now, because Jesus, it's disrespectful as fuck. And shocking, Rick Ross is on it. We already know he's had drama in the past with shit he said in some of his songs about slipping people, whatever. But I don't know. He could be a changed man. I don't know. But poor Will. Like, I understand that they claim that they were separated at the time. And this just goes to show, when people, there's that saying, don't make decisions on temporary emotions. And I'm paraphrasing, I do that a lot. Fucking look it up. If you want the real thing, don't come here for like facts. Like, I'm gonna give you some facts, but not all the facts. I don't remember the fucking quote. I told you I just woke up. My voice is still hoarse. I haven't had coffee. I literally locked myself in the room and was like, I gotta talk about this shit real quick. So they were mad at each other for whatever reason. She did what she did. He was probably doing what he was doing, because I sincerely doubt he was just sitting there and just not doing anything. And based on his demeanor in that little red table talk, you could tell he had done something, or he was in the works of getting back at her. I think he has already done something. Honestly, they probably just do whatever they do, and this is just how they're handling this particular one. But oh, and yesterday, correction, I meant NDA, not a D&D. I think you can probably still call it a D&D. I don't know, but I think that's do not disturb. Yeah. I knew that was an acronym for something. But NDA, non-disclosure agreement, they definitely should have given him that shit, because we see what's happening right now. But yeah, I feel sorry for Will. But again, we don't know their relationship. So Will's probably like, I was already prepared for this shit. And he's probably in his mansion somewhere laughing into, you know, a $100 bill. I don't know. See, I'm so broke. I don't even know if we have $100 bills. I mean, I'm not that broke, but I ain't that rich either. Do we have $100 bills? It's early, guys. I haven't had my coffee. Why couldn't they drop this like in the middle of the day when I was awake? But yeah, somebody sent this to me and that was the first thing I saw when I woke up. Like, today's the Lord's Day. What the fuck are we doing? Anyway, that's all I got. Message on the Mixed Babble Instagram. I really gotta get together. I need to wake up. Blonde_Blasian for my personal account, mixedbabblepodcast@gmail.com. Write in. I kind of want to talk about this topic, especially now that more shit keeps unfolding. But I think that he, August Alsina, is stretching this as far as he can. He's trying to revive his career, and this is his way of doing so. She pretty much gave him an alley-oop, and now he's running with it. So, such is life, I guess. But be careful when you're mad what you do and with who you do it with, because that shit will come back to bite you in the ass. Just take this as a warning and learn from Jada's mistakes. Don't pick some punk ass dude that doesn't know how to be an adult. The end. Bye.